More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Actually, this is a great time of year. Great time of year to be in the outdoors. Great time of year, period. I love it. Thanks for joining us this morning and taking your time with us on Outdoor Journal Radio, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. Stephen Labadee behind the glass.
Good morning.
Sans hat.
How are
you? I know what that means.
What does that mean?
We got stuff happening, don't we?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going out tonight.
I know. You don't need to tell me. I know. Derek Brandeo and Andrew Holland on the board today at the Fan, keeping us honest. Thank God we have somebody there. Somebody of reason. A wonderful program. It is jam-packed. Absolutely wall-to-wall. My phone, is that my phone ringing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I won't tell you who that is.
How long have we, I know who it is.
Yeah. We got an exciting program today, but before we get into any of that, I got to tell you guys, I don't mean guys in general, but just guys, period, right? Men, women, listeners, audience.
Yes.
I want to tell you, I am being absolutely overwhelmed. You may or may not know, we are involved in this Mercury giveaway, the great outboard motor giveaway that started last year that now is continuing. I think it's the 12th month or something. Every month we give away a Mercury motor. That's insanity. Like, every month we give away a Mercury motor.
It's crazy.
Not like every lottery. Second month, not every 6 months. Not once a year, not, you know, every single month. And, you know, we're proud that we're a part of it. It's been an exciting adventure, to say the least. But for me personally, what is really cool is that it allows me, and I take the time every day to sort of get involved in looking at the contest, the mechanism behind the contest. It's allowed me to look at some of the technology that we have at hand today. It's just absolutely amazing. Blows my mind completely. And anyways, the reason I say all that is that I found out this week that this current edition of the Mercury 2.5 horsepower motor is actually outpacing last year's 9.9.
It's crazy, eh?
How is that even possible? Last year's 9.9 Mercury, a great outboard motor giveaway on the fishingcanada.com site, was the greatest digital event to hit the marine industry in Canada last year. And the current 2.5 giveaway is exceeding it in terms of performance.
It's magic.
And performance means people entering.
Yes.
It's nuts.
We can't tell our secrets. We have certain secrets.
No, of course not. I'm not going to do that, Steven. Stop it. All I am going to tell you is that if you have not entered yet, then obviously you've been, I don't know, living on another. You're off planet. You've been off planet. And assuming you just got back to Earth, there is a contest going on fishingcanada.com. And it's the Great Mercury Outboard Motor Giveaway. Every month we give away, every 30 days. You can enter the contest every 24 hours. Once a day, you can enter a free ballot. Oh yes. There you go. The F word. It's free.
Word.
It's free.
It's my favorite word.
Yeah. Absolutely free. All you do is go to fishcan.com, enter contest, push the contest button. It takes you to the contest landing page. On that landing page, at the bottom of it, you have four questions, or one question with four answers, actually. And if none of those answers appeal to you, or you don't really know which is the right one, it's an A, B, C, D kind of thing, you push the hint button. Now, I also found out this week that getting back from the hint area is not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
It's pretty easy.
Isn't that funny? Because I'd never been there before. So I went yesterday to the hint. Now, coming back was a little tricky. Not for you people, you millennials. You understand all that stuff.
People that know how to use computers.
Well, thank you. You have to go up to the top where the, what do you call that?
The toolbar? Sorry, the tabs?
The tabs. There's tabs. You have to tab your way back to answer the questions. Just remember that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Anyways, it's easy. It's simple. It's a wonderful experience. And it's all happening right now on fishingcanada.com. Every single day, every 24 hours, enter and enter often. The more ballots you put in the box, the greater your chance of winning. And I keep saying that over and over and over again. You can speak to the, I don't know, 10 winners, 11 winners we've had so far. We had 9 on the 9.9. We had a Garmin.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be 10.
Yeah.
You can speak to all 10 of those winners, if you like, and ask them how they won. They won by being persistent. Every day they put a ballot in. Every day they put a ballot in. And that's the key. It's all happening at fishcan.com. Don't you dare miss it. There's a parade going on, and you need to be there. You can't be watching. You got to jump right in. Fishingcanada.com. Now, also, I just want to, before I get off of that, another exciting piece of news that you'll see if you go to fishingcanada.com. You'll see that we hooked up with the this year with the Toronto Sportsman Show.
Yes,
folks.
This is exciting.
And what we're doing, this is really exciting. This is very cool because there is no luck involved. Absolutely zero luck. All you have to do is push a button. If you go to fishingcanada.com to enter the contest, the Mercury contest, or if you just go there to peruse some of the wonderful content there, including how-tos and hotspots and news articles, blogs. I mean, it just goes on and on. You could spend days on fishingcanada.com if you're into the outdoors and into fishing.
It's true.
Anyways, if you go there, you'll see at the very top of the page, you'll see a 50% off half-price Toronto Sportsman Show tickets.
So cool.
That's a program we put together with the folks at the Toronto Sportsman Show. And this year, on behalf of ourselves and the Sportsman Show, we're going to give you half-price tickets. You want to go to the Toronto Sportsman Show? Just go to fishingcanada.com, push the half-price Toronto Sportsman Show tickets. It'll take you to the magical land where you can now buy your tickets at half price. Like, why would you not buy your tickets at half price?
Oh. No.
Like I don't even know how many people go to Toronto Sportsman Show. Whatever number it is, they should all be going to the half price page right now. 50% off. That's also happening at fishcan.com. All right, can we get on with, like, all we're doing is I feel like one of these infomercials that's on TV just before our show. What's in the news, Stephen? Well, I'm glad you asked that question.
Just supposed to ask that question there.
Because, as you know, the news is handed to me by our news department. And our news research people, and I have one right here. Headline is Electric Fish Van / New Zealand. What do you think that would be about?
I have no clue.
Well, it seems that the trawlers, when they arrive dockside in New Zealand, you know, at a fish market, you've been to a fish market before where the boats come in and then all the fishermen unload their catch.
I've seen some. I haven't really been to one.
Anyways, apparently some of these companies that are now, because they're all company-owned, all these boats and stuff, they're now using electric vans to offload onto their catches. They put them on these electric vans now to take to market.
That's cool.
No. Do you really think it's cool?
Yeah, saves environment.
Well, anyways, apparently these vans have enough power for 2 hours or 150 kilometers. And they will take loads up to 2,000 pounds.
Okay.
And they can travel for, basically run for 2 hours or 150 kilometers to the market, dump the load, and come back. And then they have to be recharged. So apparently that's newsworthy. That's it. That's the highlight. That's the number one story. Look, you see it?
It is interesting, though. I'll give them that.
What, you think he just invented electric cars or something?
No, it's just like the people that are gas guzzlers in the boats, they help bring...
Thank you.
He's got me sidetracked there. I'm like, what's going on? Oh my God.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? You can talk to Mr. Winters yourself and maybe tell him that you're going to submit this for an award or something.
Sure.
Top story. Electric fish van in New Zealand. That's the best I got, folks.
Perfect.
Beyond that, you know, there is more, but wait, there's more. Soybean meal experiments as fish meal. Soy meal experiments as fish meal have been around for a number of years. The results have been mixed for the fish farm operators.
So
because the fish had issues with digestion. Apparently, fish cannot digest soy meal.
Oh. Mm.
Anyways, recent studies in China, Japan, and U.S. show that if the soybean is crushed, the liquid is removed, and the meal is fermented, well, then, and toasted, well, then the results are excellent.
Okay, this one's a bad one. I give you that one.
Yeah. That's my number two story this morning. So let me read it again.
What's on the show? Are you sure? Yeah, oh, yeah. Change her.
Are you sure?
Change her up.
I thought that was a good one.
Change her up.
Johnny, God love you. Anyways, there's more. By the way, those were just the top two. I'm just picking out the highlights, but I'm not going to go there. Let's go to our guests, because our guests have got to be award-winning for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just because the lead stories aren't doesn't mean the guests aren't good. Hell no. Look at this. Right off the bat, Ted Putnam is here from Hawk Lake Lodge.
Very nice.
For those of you who don't know him, he's been on the show a few times, but more importantly, he's been featured on the Fish in Canada show several times. And let me tell you, this is award-winning. Hawk Lake Lodge near Kenora is, and not by my estimation. And by the way, the latest episode aired about 3 weeks ago that we shot at Ted's place, Hawk mm-hmm. Lake Lodge. And I got an email of being accused of being on the payroll.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What? Guy says, how much is that guy paying you to say that stuff about him?
Well, that's not true.
Well, I know that. what's interesting, we're going to talk to Ted about that, because I'm sure he gets that a lot. This place is that outstanding that it looks fake.
Looks really
the
good.
The fish look fake. The accommodations look fake. The lake looks fake. The food for sure looks fake. Like, everything about this operation looks staged.
It's like green screen in the movies.
Yeah, it's that good. So, and I'm sure he gets that a lot. Sarah McMichael from Ontario Parks is back again. She's going to talk to us about all good things outdoors and parks related, not the least of which is their connection to the RV industry, which, ironically, the RV show is coming up next week, right?
Yes.
I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. Well, I'm going to talk about it right now. How's that? It was a perfect lead-in. RVs and motorhomes. That's called the Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show, and it kicks off this coming Thursday.
Yes.
How exciting. That's usually the first sign that spring is right there. That's like the groundhog thing.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know what I mean? And it runs through to Sunday. It's all happening at the International Center, and joining us this morning will be Shannon O'Callaghan. I love this name. Hey? O'Callaghan.
It's very nice.
Shannon O'Callaghan. God, I love that. Anyways, director of the show. And Shannon will have all kinds of details to share with us about this year's edition of that wonderful product. Scott Gardner from Outdoor Canada Magazine has been on the program quite a few times. His specialty is kayak fishing. And funny that he's on the show this weekend. I got a call from an old buddy of mine. His nickname is Critter. And he was telling me how, and Critter is one of those bass boat guys. I need to go 100 mile an hour. I need all the glamour, the glitz, the sparkle, the bling, the V8s and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he called me yesterday. I was talking to him yesterday, and oddly enough, he sold all that this year.
Oh.
And bought a kayak.
Yeah. It's
cool. And he's building it. He's starting from scratch. He bought a kayak, and he's building it as the ultimate fishing machine.
Well, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Because I have a kayak myself.
I know you do. I told him. I also told him that Scott Gardner was on the program today, because Scott is, you know, an insane kayaker as well. So it's going to be an interesting discussion that we have with him. And the reason we have Scott on is he just got back from a trip of a lifetime, and he sent us some photos of what he caught in Panama out of his kayak fishing. 50-pound fish.
Yeah.
Out of a kayak. It blows one's mind. That's all I got to say. Our good friend Michael Tibolo will join us. Michael is now the Associate Minister for Mental Health and Addictions. He is the former Minister of Tourism for Ontario. You've met him a million times on this program. Anyways, he's going to be joining us. He wrote an article which just appeared on fishincanada.com, which is really cool. And it's all about, you know, the outdoors being healthy, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Mm-hmm.
A great read, a must read on fishincanada.com. We have a lot to cover, my friends. But first, a little side trip, a little sneak peek at what's happening on the Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, right now as we speak. I'm watching it, actually. Pleasant program, to say the least. Notwithstanding the fact that I'm not there.
No.
Again. You know what we should do?
What?
We should ask the audience how they feel about the fact that this year...
You're not there.
I'm not on very many shows.
Yeah, we could do that. Send an email out.
Well, no. Why don't we just have them call in?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
People might not listen to the radio show. They might watch the TV show. They watch the radio show. Listen to the radio show more.
You know what I mean? So what you're saying is that wouldn't be a fair polling.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well,
I don't know.
Do you care? Do you care if it's fair?
To see what happens. Yeah. Most of them are probably going to say no.
Call us. Let us know. What do you think of that? They've shut me out. I'm on like every third or fourth Fishing Canada show now. Not that that's a bad thing, because, you know, the co-hosts there are doing a lovely job. This week's episode is Mr. Bowman and Mr. Nedzwicki in British Columbia at Northern Rocky Mountains Lodge. My favorite place. Second favorite place.
Northern Rockies Lodge.
Well, it says Northern Rocky Mountains. Oh, they're in the Northern Rocky Mountains at Northern Rocky Lodge.
Tongue twister.
Huh?
Tongue twister.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, it's a great episode. They're having a blast. Big pike. Who would have thought pike in BC?
Like, crazy.
Unheard of. And walleye in BC. Unheard of. Great episodes happening right now on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast. If you are not watching it,
go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date is right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
That's all happening at fishingcanada.com. While you're there, buy yourself half-price sportsman show tickets.
And enter the contest.
More journal after this, so you dare go away.